Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Kol hatodya mechaveiroi, koidem es chaveiroi. Anything which is brought more often than the friend gets precedent over the friend. Meaning, if you have two karbanos, one of them is brought more often than the other karban, the halacha is that if you have both to bring, you bring the one which is generally brought more often. So the Mishnah gives examples. Hatamidim, a karban tamid, kaidmin the musafin would be brought before a karban musaf, because a karban tamid is brought twice a day, and a karban musaf is brought on special occasions. Musfei Shabbos, a karban musaf, the extra karban brought on Shabbos, kaidmin the musfei Rosh Chodesh, would come before the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because the musaf of Shabbos is brought once a week, and the musaf of Rosh Chodesh is brought once a month. Musfei Rosh Chodesh, kaidmin the musfei Rosh Hashanah. The musaf of Rosh Chodesh comes before the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, because the musaf of Rosh Hashanah is brought only once a year. Shenemar. What's the source of all of this? Because the pasuk says, Mulvad, oilas haboiker asher le'oilas hatamid ta'asu es eila. Now the Bartanura explains that the way we learn the pasuk is that Mulvad oilas haboiker, you're bringing it aside from the oilas haboiker. Meaning you already brought the oilas haboiker, referring to the karban tamid. So that means it was brought first. That comes before any special karban. Now why? The pasuk explains, asher le'oilas ha-tamid, because that is the tamid, that's the constant karban. Therefore it gets precedence. Mishnah Beis, v'chala mekudosh mechaveiroi. Another rule is if you have two karbanos, and one is a higher level of kedusha than the other one, kaidem es chaveiroi, that too would be brought before the one of lesser kedusha. For examples, dam chatas kaidem adam ha'oila. The blood of a karban chatas is brought before the blood of a karban oila. Bipnei shehu meratzeh, because it brings a person kapara. In other words, a karban chatas is mechaper for someone who didn't avera bishogeg, which needs a tremendous amount of kapara. Therefore, it comes before an oila. That is a level of kedusha which is attributed to the chatas over an oila. Next case, avrei oila, the limbs of a karban oila are brought on the mizbeach kaidem le'imurei chatas, before the intestines of a karban chatas. Why? Mipnei sheim kalil le'ishim, because the limbs of an oila are completely burned, whereas the imurim of a chatas are only part of the karban which is burnt, because the flesh is eaten by the kohanim. So therefore the oila has an aspect of it which is more holy than the imurei chatas, and therefore it'll be brought on the mizbeach first. Chatos kaidemes la'asham. A karban chatos would be processed before a karban asham. Regarding the zrikas hadam, we would sprinkle the blood of a chatos before we sprinkle the blood of an asham. Bepnei shedama nitin al arba kronos v'al ha'yisod, because the blood of a chatos is put on the four corners of the mizbeach and on the foundation, the ledge that goes around parts of the mizbeach hachitzon, whereas a asham does not have that. Next case, asham kaidem letayda ule el nazir. Karban asham is brought before a taida and an el nazir, vipneshu kachay kachim, because the asham is in the category of kachay kachim, which is a higher level of kedusha. Hataida vi el nazir, a karban taida, thanksgiving offering, and the ram brought by a nazir, kaidem in leshlamim, they'll be brought before a karban shlamim, vipneshu hein echalim liyim echad, because they're eaten for one day, utuunin lechem. And also, bread comes along with it. So therefore, since they have extra halachos, extra laws which don't apply to the other one, that is a higher level of kedusha. Shlamim, a karban shlamim, kaidim lebachar, we brought before a bachar. Vipnei sheim tu'una matan arbo smicha, because the shlamim needs four applications of the blood and smicha. Nisachim, ud nisachim, and it needs libations. Utinuvas chaza v'shaik, and waving the breast and the thighs. So therefore, since it has extra halachos, therefore, that indicates a higher level of kedusha, and we'll say kol mekudosh mechaveiroi kodem es chaveiroi. Whatever is more holy than the other one should be brought before the other one.